Steve, a tight margin. Maybe it was always going to be a tight margin, but you should be very pleased with that performance.
It was always going to be. I mean, second half in particular, we went probably too deep, which is obviously understandable considering what's at stake, and two legs are never easy. And we went a bit too deep, but overall, I was delighted with the way we've played in the first half in particular. I thought, you know, manfully, we, you know, you stand up to the challenge of Middlesbrough and Tony's team, and we did that and always posed a threat on the counter-attack.
You're going to have to be organised, and you were for a large part of the game today, and a lot of hard work went into that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, if you're going to achieve anything in the Premier League, especially in a playoff game, then the one thing you're going to have to do, roll your sleeves up, have a game plan of what you're going to do and play off it. And to a man, they were terrific. Never easy coming here with the record they've had. Mm. So overall, we've got to give ourselves a chance, give ourselves a small advantage. So we've been in it long enough to know that we can't get carried away with it, that's for sure.
Maybe it was a debating point for you, Whelan or Jedinak, but Jedinak got the nod and the goal.
Whelan, it's one of them horrible decisions where, you know, where it really, 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 really gets to you, because he's done so well, Glenn, of particular of late. Yeah. But I just thought, with the aerial prowess they've got and set pieces, which on our end was going to be key to it, then Jedinak does that fantastically well. And to come up with a goal, pleased for him.
Mm. Maybe you don't like single out too many individuals, but Jack Grealish, normally known for what he does in the final third, today it was all about what he did almost defensively.
He did a lot. He did a lot as a midfield player could give, and I've been delighted with him. He's sets high standards at the moment, and you know, if you're going to be a midfield player, you just don't have to be with the ball, and you've got to do the rest, you know. And he's covered big distances, passed it well, tackled well, headed it well, competed well, and like a midfield player should.
Going to ask you about John Codger. Not popular with some of his teammates. Conor Hooran had a go at him.
Listen, what happens on a pitch in the ferocity of a semi-final, you know, can happen. Look, he's been out a long, long time. It took him a long time to get his second wind here this afternoon. I can understand people are disappointed because they felt as if maybe he could have done more. But, you know, he's been out a long time. And he's finding it difficult at the minute because he's been out for 12 months. So let's not forget that. I've just had a word with Conor with that to say, you know, let's not be fair. You know, he's been out a long time with injury, and very difficult to come out and play in the semi-final when he's been out a long time is difficult.
And just finally for me, second leg, do you start as if it's 0-0?
Of course. But we're at Villa Park. I'm sure it will be rocking. It should be a wonderful atmosphere. Tuesday night at Villa Park is always a bit special on an evening game. We've got an advantage. The crowd can hopefully play their part like Middlesbrough did today. And big tie still ahead, though.
It's funny, really, Steve. Adama Traore was the player loads of the Borough people were talking about. Alan Hutton did a cracking job on it.
Yeah, Alan Hutton has been one of those who have seemed to have picked more than anybody else over the last 18, 20 months, you know, since I've been at the club. He's been terrific. And today, absolutely, he was spot on. And defensively, he was fantastic against their big threat.
Amazing, though, in the second half, you had to defend as well as striking as well. So it was a great all-round performance.
We didn't do much striking. We defended more. But we've come here and made it very, very difficult for Middlesbrough to get through us and round the back of us. And as the game plan and what we wanted, we could have looked after the ball better in the second half. But overall, I'm delighted with the performance. We've given ourselves an advantage. We couldn't have asked for anything else.
Steve, there's so much at stake for everyone. Are you able to enjoy these games?
I enjoy. What a question that is. You know, I've said many, many times, in management in particular, you know, there's many, many low times. So if you don't try and enjoy the big occasion, then what's the point of being in it? So in a daft way, yes, try and enjoy it. It's always nice when you get a better result, but you know, one thing I've tried to learn over the last 20 years is don't get too high and don't get too low, and try and keep yourself on an equal field, and that's always been my philosophy. But yes, you enjoy it because we had a good result.